Oh, what is a mesa to you in landscape terms? A mesa.
A mesa is a, it's a level piece of land.
To you, is that the same thing as a butte?
I don't think so, no. No.
No. A butte is, like, what does it look like then?
I would say it's a sharp mountain hill.
Uh-huh. Is it flat on top or peaked?
No, peak. Okay. A peak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and a place high up in the mountains where there's a sudden drop off, what's that?
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. And if there's water going over that, then that is a what?
Waterfall.
And, in a town, in modern days, they have things that you can walk on so that you don't have to walk in the road.
Sidewalk.
Okay. What are your different words for a road that's been paved versus one that is not paved?
Dirt road.
And then paved.
Yeah, paved, yeah.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard people call those unimproved roads?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, and a roadway through the mountains that's been created because there's a natural a break in the mountain structure.
Not trail.
Okay. Ever heard it called a gap, a notch, or a mountain pass?
Mountain path.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm with you. Okay, now, there's something really popular in Arizona, and it's called the Grand
Canyon.
Okay. How about really fast moving water that kayakers are afraid of? It's bubbling and you can
break rapids.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called white water?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That too. When a man and woman are married and her husband died, that woman becomes what?
A widow.
Mm-hmm. And back in the old days, if a man and woman had a child out of wedlock, what would people call that child?
I'm going to say that. Catholic. No. I got that. I know that word. Go ahead.
Sure, that's fine. Okay, and how about a small instrument that you play with your mouth?
Ooh, harmonica.
And the sound that comes out of musical instruments in general is?
Music.
Yeah. Sort of gave away the answer, but... Okay. The thing inside a turkey that people pull after it's been eaten, one child takes one end and the other takes the other.
Drumstick? No. Mm-hmm.
Not to eat.
Oh, wishbone. Oh, yeah.
All right. Mm. All right. And the opposite of boy is?
Girl.
And when boys and girls are young, teenagers say, mm-hmm. and they're going together, they're referred to as what between the two? He's, her, and
steady.
She. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if a boy takes a girl to a prom, he'd be her what?
Escort.
Okay. What kinds of things do they have to do at the fair? Did you have fairs around? Not really.
Far between, yeah.